What a Weekend, Part 3. Day 2 was in Shibata City's Ijimino Park. It was raining again, just like on day 1. The first game on this day was Croatia versus USA. Both teams won their first game, so the winner of this game would have a good chance to win the tournament. The USA started strongly again, scoring first. But after a while, Croatia started to make chances. They scored 2 goals just after halftime to lead 2-1. But in the last 25 minutes, the Americans scored 3 times to win 4-2. We were there to support the American team again. My friend came with us, and he brought his big American flag and a cowbell. I brought my USA team soccer ball. We watched the game with excitement, and we cheered the USA with the flag and the bell. After the game, the American players again waved at us, thanking us for the support. Again, the USA team was down, but they found their feet to win the game in the second half, just like on day 1. We were very happy and very proud. The next game was a derby. A derby game is a game played between 2 rival teams, usually 2 local teams from the same area. I like to think Japan versus Niigata is a derby because both teams are home teams and local. This derby was very exciting. Niigata scored the first goal early, and the crowd was very excited. But after that, Japan attacked the Niigata goal many, many times. 2 shots hit the post. 1 hit the crossbar. There was so much pressure on the Niigata goal, but still, Japan could not score. Niigata's goalkeeper and defense were outstanding, especially Gosen Sakai. Niigata suffered for 80 minutes. But at the end, it was Niigata 1, Japan 0. Niigata had beaten Japan for the second time in 3 years. Before the Niigata-Japan game, we went outside the small stadium. We met the American players and coaches again. They were boarding the bus for Niigata City. I asked the team manager, Sam, if the players could sign my USA soccer ball. I was very excited when he answered, "Sure, Sunil, no problem." He thanked us for coming to support again. He asked if we were coming the next day. When I said yes, he said, "I'll give you the ball tomorrow, just before our game. See you then." I was looking forward to it. More to come.